God's story is way better. Friday, August 1st, 2025. I'm Pastor Michael Ziegler, speaker of the Lutheran Hour, and this devotion pairs with this weekend's Lutheran Hour sermon, which is based on a previously broadcast sermon by Reverend Dr. Dale Meyer, emeritus speaker of the Lutheran Hour. The text is John chapter 5, verse 39. Jesus said, "You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness about me." There's more to your life story than stuff. By stuff, I mean the things that happen in your life. Going to school, falling in love, getting married or living single, getting divorced, working, retiring, and so on. These things are the stuff of life. Some stuff is good, other stuff is not so good. Truth be told, God can turn your stuff into a great story, an everlasting story. But how often sin gets in the way. Sin is bad stuff, evil, corrupt. Sin is breaking God's commands by what we say, think, or do. Sin multiplies and gets worse. For example, King David, he coveted his neighbor's wife, then he committed adultery with her, then he had her husband killed. Sin multiplies and is all about us. Sometimes we feel the effects of sin when innocent people die after being hit or killed by a drunk driver. Sometimes people who take great pains to stay fit contract a debilitating, even fatal disease through no fault of their own. Ours is a broken, imperfect world. Sin fills our lives with bad stuff. But God turns this around. That's the great glory of God to us sinners. God's great glory is that he sent his son Jesus to the cross to forgive all your sins and to break the power of sin in your life. Just think, you don't have to stay stuck in your sin. Jesus' Easter resurrection replaces our despair with real hope and empties death of its power, offering us life instead. Jesus says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Jesus says, "The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and they are life." Jesus is calling you. He didn't come into the world to condemn the world. Rather, he's coming to take the stuff of your life and turn it into a great story. That seems unbelievable, doesn't it? And indeed it would be if it weren't for the words of Jesus that are spirit and life. In the good news of Christ, God gives us the faith we need. Like the God who gives it, our Christian faith is living and active. Because it is, the power of God in faith enables you to start shaping your own story. As a Christian, you are a story maker, a redeemed story maker. What were once stumbling blocks can now become stepping stones. Your life isn't the stuff of failure. In Christ, the page is turned. And why shouldn't the gospel produce this result, that our lives are shaped into a wonderful story? After all, according to the Apostle Paul, we are new creations in Christ. Jeremiah knew about this transformative power of God too, when he spoke for him. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." God is in the business of changing lives. Is he at work in yours today? Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, make our life story new through the power of your Son. In his name we pray, amen.